We go in depth now with CBS News political consultant Dottie Lynch. Dottie, thanks for being with us tonight.
Great to be with you.
You know, the president and congressional leaders are saying they're going to meet Friday to discuss how to minimize the impact. Friday, it comes, though, after the deadline. What does this mean about sequestration beginning?
Well, let the sequestration begin, I guess. But I think, realistically, nothing much is going to happen on March 1st, even though that's the deadline. They've put out notices to people who could potentially get furloughed for a certain amount of time over the next few months. The actual impact probably won't hit for a while. So I think those congressional and White House players are basically saying, we get a crisis time. We're trying to build up support on our side, but they know that the immediate impact is probably not likely to be felt as early as Friday.
So put another way, the deadline in their minds was never March 1st. It was late March, early April.
Yeah, kind of. March 27th is the big day to circle. That's the day that the budget has to be in. That's a day where there could be another government shutdown. It's making, of course, people in this area particularly worried because many of them are government employees, and they're going to be personally affected. But I think letting it go is risky politically for them. And we have to see what happens with the stock market and the economy in general. But I think they think they have a little bit more time.
Dottie, what does it mean when we see the stock market do what it did today, reaching near record highs? Does this give them a little bit more political cover to wait longer?
You know, it could. There's also a sense in the country and among the public, oh, it's not really going to happen. Washington does this all the time, and we need to make cuts. The Obama administration is out all over the place saying, no, this is going to be serious. All kinds of things that you like aren't going to happen anymore. You're going to have wait for your Social Security checks and waits in the airport. But I still think there's a feeling that it's not going to be that bad, and it's not going to be that bad right away.
Will the public point the finger of blame at the White House and Congress equally? You already talked in your remarks about political damage here.
That's right. The polling shows that they're blaming Republicans right now a bit more than they are the White House for the impasse. On the other hand, there is also a new poll out today that shows nobody in Washington's looking very good. And if there is pain that voters think is unnecessary, I don't think the Democrats are going to get off scot-free.
Dottie, is there an invisible hand behind the scenes that is manipulating both sides in this? In other words, are we seeing the work of lobbyists behind the scenes saying, don't do anything because we don't want you to do anything?
Oh, I think there are a lot of lobbyists who have clients who are going to take big hits because of this, who are working overtime. But right now, the leaders aren't seeming to respond. They're sort of keeping on playing this game of chicken. But behind the scenes, there are a lot of lobbyists. There are a lot of organizations who are terrified about what's going to happen to their budgets.
And federal workers themselves and the contractors who work with them, little political footballs here. Their careers, their lives are on the line.
Very much so. And I think because of the uncertainty, either what's going to happen, when it's going to happen, how big the cuts will be, and where they'll be to various programs, everybody is getting pretty nervous who are direct beneficiaries of these contracts. But as I said, it's still unclear, and the Office of Management and Budget is maybe has a little bit of a sense, and cabinet officers have made some contingencies, but which programs and which contracts are going to be canceled is still very much up in the air.
Dottie, thanks for being with us tonight. If it makes you feel any better, we have a story on deja vu coming up a little later.
Someone said this is all like Groundhog Day. Haven't we been here before?
Dottie, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
That's Dottie Lynch, CBS News political consultant.